With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 18th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
Hello. First update of the season. There's always so much pressure, you know. I'm going into the feeds yesterday, seeing where are people's heads at. Am I going to be able to, you know, jump back into the live feed game? And then they got an alcohol delivery, and it was perfect. And now we get to talk about mess, which is not to step on Kirsten and Sasha's toes, but you know, it's also my lane.
there's some messiness that happened here in I'm famously an alcohol expert, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they didn't have a lot of it, but it still managed to have a big effect.
Yeah. So, I am an alcohol expert, and a couple things are going on here. One, the alcohol was not very evenly distributed. If you look at the glass of wine that Indy has, it was like potentially most of the wine that was given out. So I think the girls were having more than the guys as part of it. The other thing is when you haven't had alcohol for a while, it doesn't physically necessarily affect you more, but emotionally you feel like, oh, I'm so tipsy because I haven't been drunk in so long. And then also it gives you sort of, some people feel it gives you a license to be messy a little bit more so they can exaggerate how drunk they are in order to say like, oh, I can't believe I said that. I was drunk. And people love an excuse to not take responsibility for their actions, especially when all of America can see them. So I think there are a couple factors going on there.
I think you nailed it. All right. Well, we are here, of course, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. It was day 12 in the house. And as you can tell, things got a little weird last night. We'll get to that. Before that, we will talk through some of the things that were happening strategically, although not to say that the messiness doesn't have strategic ramifications. It was another day of a lot of little game talks that mostly added up to the same thing. These people really love to just like discuss something that's already been settled, like to death, like really just try and figure it out. But just to give you a quick reset, Jasmine is the HOH. She nominated Taylor and Pooch for eviction. Michael then won the veto. He still hasn't even not used it yet, but he still intends to not use it. It's still only Monday. Like 4 more days of Pooch before we finally get rid of Pooch.
Imagine how tired we are.
He still intends to not use it. Everyone still intends to vote Pooch out. Now, the last that we talked about this, of course, Kyle and Monty within the Pose Pack Alliance were trying to fight this, trying to push back, trying to get Pooch to stay because they were told that Taylor wanted to backdoor Monty and target Kyle. And so they've been trying to do that. But here in the start of the day, you know, they've received a decent amount of pushback. Remembered there was a storage room conversation where Nicole really was like, Monty, deal with it. And they've kind of come to the conclusion that there's not much they can do here, even if they wanted to. So they're now kind of at the point where they're ready to concede that, okay, the Pooch thing is happening, but Taylor needs to go next week, or I don't know about this alliance.
Yeah, that's definitely the only problem with this alliance, I would say, is this uncertainty. No, this is a mess. But yeah, there's a lot of talk between Amir and Nicole about the future. But like you said, it's a lot of just like, oh my God, we have so much time before this freaking veto is used.
Yeah. So they're kind of feeling that way. They think that they're also frustrated with Jasmine
Who isn't?
And Kyle. Sorry, what?
Who isn't?
Fair. Maybe some of the other women.
Universally.
Yes. Some of the other women are the only people in the universe, I'm saying.
Right.
They're frustrated. They feel like Jasmine is like trying to pretend like she doesn't care that much, but actually she really wants to. And I think this is sort of the danger of having, you know, trash talking Taylor so much and then going ahead and doing something that's actually good for her game. It's like, well, she's talking out of both sides of her mouth here. She's sneaky.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing that's unfortunate for Jasmine's gameplay is that like, it's not even that she's being like sneaky or even like intentionally two-faced for like gameplay. It's literally just that like she is such a relentless shit talker that like it's obviously going to come back to her at some point, but it is not strategy. She genuinely like doesn't know what she wants as HOH. And it's resulting in like people being like, ooh, Jasmine said this, but it contradicts this. But it's like, she's not even like trying to be like, you know, manipulative or anything. She just like shit talks everybody.
Yeah, it is funny because you see this a lot. People that are easily manipulated in the game are often the people who get like the worst reputations for being liars and manipulators because they're not consistent with their actions and their words and everything, right? Because they're being convinced by other people to do things that they don't necessarily fully believe in. They end up coming off the worst, whereas the people who are just like doing something you don't want them to do, but they're being very like blunt about it, you're like, oh, all right.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's always better, like in the game, maybe not in life, but at least in Big Brother, you come off way better if you're like talking trash about somebody for a strategic reason, or like, you know what your goal is when you're like lying or doing something. Whereas like, I think Jasmine kind of uses it as a bonding technique. And we'll talk about this with the flirting a little bit later. But I think these women have sort of misguided ideas about how to bond, particularly with other women. And I think it reflects negatively for how this alliance is going to go.
Well, the women are going to continue to be concerned about Indy. This is another thread that was started yesterday on the update I talked about. How Indy had made a comment about Monty saying like, hey, I could see myself in the end with Monty. And you know, we weren't really sure like what exactly she meant by that or why she would say it. And they're also a little bit confused. They're like, what did she mean by that? Does she have a crush on Monty? Because she certainly talks like she does, but she also talks like she has a crush on Joseph. And, anytime we talk about targeting Joseph, she is like, no, 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 not Joseph. And so like, what's going on there? And so they start, really feeling like they're not into Indy. Like she's maybe got to go soon. We're not sure, but they're really frustrated with her. And in the meantime, she does go straight to Monty and Joseph. And she's like, hey guys, I just want you to know that I would be like super disappointed if you guys betrayed me. I would be very, very upset about it. So, don't do that. I don't screw me in this game. She feels like, they should, you know, basically, cause, remember, you might remember a little while ago, Indy and Joseph talked, and that's why Indy's been protective of Joseph. She really likes him. They have a connection. One of the few game connections Joseph has outside of the bros. And unfortunately for him, the bros are mostly just Pooch and Turner because the other bros are with the pose. So they've been kind of like on that level. And so she's really trying to like get in with them, work with them. And, you know, the women are seeing.
Yeah. Indy is playing Big Brother as if it's Bachelor in Paradise. Taryn, I'm sure you're very familiar with this, but in Bachelor in Paradise, if you don't have a match at the end of the week, you go home. There's an uneven number of men and women, and gay people don't exist. So if the men are giving out the roses, there's fewer men than there are women, and then it switches. Indy is like, I don't have a final two right now at the second. I have to find one. I must have a final two. And she's going to Matt and she's or Monty, and she's going to Joseph, and she feels like she needs to have like a pair that she's in a way that is understandable. Like you want a ride or die, but at this point, like being focused on like having a final two or like a match is obviously going to rub the women the wrong way, especially if she's going after it from these two men.
Yeah. And Monty tells Amira and Alyssa about this conversation with Indy where, you know, only further like inflames the women. Amira tells Monty that, about the fact that Indy told her, made a comment about seeing herself in the end with Monty. And they really, again, just start discussing, like, we should probably be taking Indy out sooner rather than later. Amira's like, I don't even know if I want Indy on the jury. I don't know if that's best for us. And remember also that, like, there's a lot of talk about who should be taken out, a lot of talk with the women about taking out the men. But Amira is still pretty consistent about keeping the Pose Pack alliance together for as long as possible, at least until jury, which does include protecting Monty and Kyle to a degree, although she is opening up to the idea of the Monty target because it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Right now she's looking at getting out like Turner, Joseph, Brittany, Taylor, and now Indy, although they are saying like maybe Indy last though.
Yeah. And of course, as we all know in Big Brother, it works out perfectly every time people create a boot order.
Yeah, I can't think of a time that it hasn't.
Yeah. Now, Nicole and Daniel are going to be talking as they do. Now, according to Daniel, he can barely get 5 seconds with Nicole because he's always with Taylor, even though he's never with Taylor.
Because Taylor's always all over Jasmine. Jasmine just can't get a break from Taylor.
She's busy with Jasmine. So how does she find the time to always be with Jasmine and always be with Daniel? It's like she's got a clone or something.
I'm sure this has been said before, but they all talk about running into Taylor as if they live in like New York City and she just like keeps popping up. It's like, yeah, you live in the same freaking house. Like, there's a handful of people that live there. You're going to run into your roommate, babe.
Yeah. But he is going to spend some time with Nicole. Now, he has bonded with Nicole a lot, obviously. Prior to this, they have a final two. They are probably the closest people in the house. at this point. And this conversation really kind of like only further consolidates the relationship here. He's told her about the story of his brother's murder. When he was a kid, his brother was murdered, and they actually just never found the murderer. And it was obviously a very traumatic experience for him as a kid. And Nicole, being a former police officer, decided that ever since he told that story, felt like she had been wanting to tell him. And so she finally does here on day 12. She tells Daniel that she used to be a cop for 10 years and that she worked on cases just like the one with his brother. And she knows exactly how it feels she's at least experienced or been in many experiences where she's dealt with, you know, family members, people who have been in this situation. And she knows what it's like for somebody to have to like sit at home and just be scared because the, you know, murderer essentially is still at large. And he breaks down into tears and talks more about it. And it's like a hugely bonding here.
Yeah. I mean, I will not editorialize too much. One thing that I did think was a little odd, and obviously it was fine and this didn't bother Daniel, but Nicole sort of spends this conversation like making excuses for the police and being like, oh, that must be hard that they never like found the guy, but like police are really under-resourced and like we just like don't have the, and it's like, I don't think that's what I would want to hear. It was just like, oh, they were doing their best. But anyway, we will not get into this issue.
Yes. So that's Daniel now knows Nicole's secret. That's basically it for that.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
There's more talk about how the vote should go down, especially with, you know, Kyle and Monty, who, again, when the plan was pitched in the first place, Monty was like, oh, I would want to vote to keep Pooch, to save face with the guys. And Kyle was like, no, I'll vote Pooch out. And then was kind of like, convinced by Jasmine, like, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't want to vote Pooch out. And then they decided that maybe they shouldn't want to vote Pooch out at all. And maybe nobody should vote Pooch out. And now they've kind of agreed like, okay, I guess I should vote Pooch. I guess we should collectively vote Pooch out because that's what the women want. But should we still personally vote Pooch out because we still want to save face with the guys? Are Joe and Turner going to be pissed if we vote Pooch out? Should we not vote Pooch out? They're not sure, and they're having lots of conversations about it.
yeah, they're terrified of this women's alliance, to which, like, this season has been pretty interesting from the perspective of, like, these are people who have maybe in different words, or in a couple of cases, these exact words, who, like, don't see color You know, they're like, oh, I'm not going to let like race impact the game, like blah, blah, blah. But they're like so concerned about gender. And just like in my mind, I'm like, what is this like breakdown where they're like, it's okay to acknowledge that there are gender dynamics at play. But as soon as we acknowledge there are race dynamics at play, then like that's no, we can never acknowledge that.
I have been thinking about this, not specifically in regard to the race situation, but with the gender thing. It has been very divided along gender lines this season, more so than almost any other season, at least in recent memory. There's usually...
Other than OTT.
it doesn't count. There's usually... there's usually like an initial, like, because when you initially go in the house, you're drawn to, again, people that are similar to you, and gender is a huge, you know, thing,
but
right?
People will never acknowledge that with race.
Yes. Luckily, you know, sometimes, like last season, we have, some people that are a bit more conscious of it. But,
well, I mean, the white people will never be like, yeah, I gravitated towards them because they were like me.
Right. So people, they gravitate toward people that are similar to them. And so the gender thing is often an initial bonding thing. That's why we often get these like, and I think that's a large part of where the reputation comes from of like women's alliances don't work out. It's because they're always like starting on day one. Yeah. And it includes most of the women. And then they kind of over time find out, actually, we don't get along that well. Because it wasn't really based on their personalities. It was based on their gender. Whereas, you know, other alliances, they come together based on the relationships that have developed, and they're much more likely to stay together. Obviously there are a bunch of other factors that we've talked about a lot, but, this season that kind of happened. The girls came together, and then they've kind of also split apart with Brittany, you know, throwing Amira under the bus, the whole indie thing that's happening right now, the Taylor thing in the first place. And so, there's definitely dissension, but the gender divide is still sort of like staying alive. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday, that Taylor mentioned it and a few other of the women in particular have mentioned it. They're talking a lot about last season. And I think that this is like a lot of people are like, what is going to be the ramification of like the cookout? I feel like, yes, one thing is that we are seeing black players in the house like, all right, we're not doing the cookout thing this, like very intentionally not doing the cookout thing this time around. But also the end result of what happened with the cookout, especially with Tiffany. Again, they've specifically mentioned Tiffany. They feel like Tiffany got screwed. They feel like if Tiffany had more women in the end with her, that she would have been the winner. And I think that the women are kind of reacting to what happened to Tiffany and the women last season. And they have an extra bit of like motivation to make sure that the women stay together. I think that's a large part of what's driving the gender divide here, just based on what they're even just saying in the house.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And that's astute. My position is just that, like, I think it's ridiculous to go in and say like, oh, like, race has nothing to do with like my calculations on the game or whatever, and then be like, the women are making an alliance, like gender is like the thing that I'm the most worried about. Is like, I understand that it's different, right? Like a men versus women thing is like a very different situation than like the cookout. But like, if you're gonna acknowledge that social identities like play into the way that you're viewing the game, like you have to acknowledge it wholesale. You can't just be like, I see gender and that factors into my strategic calculations, but race doesn't. Like, I feel like people, like, obviously people aren't going to be like, they're not going to go out there and be like, I'm with this person because they're white. But it should cause you to examine that and at least like have some reflection. And like, you know, it's too much to ask these particular people to think that critically. But just something that I've noticed with like, gender has been a factor in these reality shows since the dawn of reality television. And obviously so has race, but it's just the way that we are allowed to acknowledge, like, I feel this way about this alliance because of their gender, but these players refuse to acknowledge it when it's race.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very good point. Very, very well said. That's where they kind of stand on the, or that's what they're talking about with the Pooch situation. who's allowed to vote for who should vote for who, what should happen with it. There's talk about, you know, now that things are kind of starting to get closer and closer to the veto ceremony, to the eviction vote, there is talk amongst some of the women about, like, should we tell Joseph and Turner ahead of time? You know, now that, like, we've got this locked in. And Amira kind of, you know, talks to Kyle and comes up with an idea of, like, well, we were discussing that we might tell Joe and Turner about the vote, like, maybe last second, maybe just a little bit ahead of time, and say, like, oh, man, the house flipped and we're just going in this direction. And that would kind of give Kyle and Monty the excuse they need to vote Pooch out, because their votes don't matter, because their votes don't matter, quite frankly. So they might as well. And the reason that Kyle and Monty are feeling like, even though they have permission to vote for Pooch to stay, they don't want to give Taylor an extra excuse to come after them by voting her out, knowing that she's staying. So they would love to vote for her to stay if possible, while also not pissing off Joe and Turner. And so so the plan right now, which was a pretty obvious plan in the first place, and maybe they should have thought of, they shouldn't have taken a mirror to think of this, but is probably going to be something along the lines of Joseph and Turner will be told the votes weren't there, and so we had to go with the house, or we have to go with the house, or whatever the case may be. That's kind of the tentative plan here. But again, there's a lot of time still until the eviction.
Too much time.
Yeah. And also, like, please don't ruin The Blind Side.
This is what got Derek F on your shit list to begin with. You hate when people ruin Blind Side.
Like, come on. Just, you don't have to tell them ahead of time. You can tell them after. Oh, sorry, we didn't have the votes. Easy.
Yeah.
All right. At least, look, I get it, though. Like, this is at least a strategic reason to ruin The Blind Side, as opposed to other times that have not been strategic reasons.
It's just like, I'm a nice person.
I'm a nice person, or I just want to ruin The Blind Side. Yeah. So we did get a diagnosis for Jasmine's ankle, that it is a level 3 ankle sprain. Which a quick Google search, because I am not an ankle doctor, told me that that this should probably mean that she is basically off her feet for the duration of the season. Perhaps it said it could take up to like 12 weeks until you're back to normal. So,
yeah, I mean, it's serious enough that everybody has to like be her servant, but not serious enough that she has to leave. Great. The last time we had a player that couldn't walk on Big Brother, she turned out to be everybody's favorite and we loved it. So look forward to Christmas 2.0.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look forward to Jasmine being in the final three at the very least.
100%. Yep. If you're on crutches in these shows, happen to Missy on San Juan del Sur, you're making finale.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I only saw a clip of this. Was the shrimp and rice thing from yesterday, or have you already talked about that?
I think it happened the day before yesterday, but I didn't specifically reference it.
We've
joked about it a little bit.
Oh, okay. Just, if you haven't seen this, the very quick version is that Jasmine specifically asked Taylor to make her shrimp and rice. She was like, "Will you cook for me?" And then Taylor did it. And Jasmine was like, "My God, like, we got back and Taylor was like, 'Can I make you shrimp and rice?' And I was like, 'Leave me alone.'" Like, it's literally insane.
Yeah. Typical Jasmine.
Yeah. So it's going to be that for the rest of the season.
Mm.
But I'm sorry to hear you're not an ankleologist.
An ankleologist. Is that what ankle doctors are called?
I don't know. An oncologist. And people are like, "Oh, you're a cancer doctor." No, no, not an oncologist. Ankleologist.
Yes. So we also had probably nothing super serious, but Joseph is going to be training Terrence and Michael. And remember, Joseph is a personal trainer, also a lawyer, or at least studying to become one. I'm not sure exactly which. But he is also a personal trainer, and he is personal training Terrence and Michael.
Personally training.
No, he's personal training. That's the official term. I am a personal trainer expert, so I do know the correct terms, unlike ankleology.
Okay. Apologies.
So they're going to be training. And the thing is, you know, people talk a lot about if you cook for the house, they won't want to get rid of you. Because that you're making food for them, which is a very common, sort of thing, especially because June really popularized it back in BB4. And all respect to June, I think it did help June back in BB4. I don't think it matters at all in modern Big Brother. But it's still very common. I did wonder, and again, probably not, but I did wonder because Terrence was super pumped about the training. It did make me think I wonder if Terrence will be a little less likely to want to get Joseph out because then he loses his trainer.
Yeah, but that's anything. I mean, with cooking and personal training, it's more of a direct service. But I mean, that's just any bonding relationships. Oh, I'll miss the person that I play pool with. I'll miss the person that I have my late night talks with. There's always something like that.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, because the thing is, when it comes to game, none of those things really, really matter. If somebody feels this is going to be what's best for my game or for whatever reason, people are telling me I need to do this, they're not going to care.
Yeah.
But I did think of it in the connection to cooking. I thought it was funny. Anyway, Taylor is going to bond a little bit more with the women over the course of the day. Primarily at night. We'll get into a little bit more of that later, but specifically because she's again telling them she's only targeting the guys. But we'll get into that a little bit more in just a second. So everybody's been like, Taryn, get to the mess. I'm trying. Okay. We're getting there. 'Cause here it is. Okay. There's some flirting going on in the house.
Well, they get this cake and alcohol delivery for an occasion that doesn't make sense. They're like, it's Joseph's birthday, which is in 5 days. And then they're like, maybe it's Indy's anniversary of becoming a citizen, which seems like a weird thing for Big Brother to give them a party for, but whatever.
Yeah. It honestly, it might've just been hey, we got some leftover cake from the office party.
I seriously think it was just these feeds are kind of dead. Let's give them wine.
There's some flirting going on. Now I queued this up a few days ago that Alyssa and Kyle were kind of flirting a little bit. It immediately got clocked by basically the whole house and people have been talking about Alyssa and Kyle, specifically because they want to kind of put a target on their back for most of them. So prior to the alcohol, Alyssa does approach Kyle to kind of let him know, hey, people are talking about us. And Kyle is like, no, they're not. She's like, no, yeah. I mean, I've heard a couple who's like, no. It's like, they don't believe it. They don't believe it though, right? It's like, oh yeah. People, I think people are kind of feeling like, yeah, it might be a little bit of a thing. Oh my God. What do we do?
Boy, thank God. This is the only awkward conversation between Kyle and Alyssa today.
He's not pleased with this notion. He really does not want to be in a showmance. So he's going to talk to Monty a little bit later about it. Monty's like, yeah, I think Alyssa's kind of digging your vibe, you know? And Kyle's like, no, I don't want to be in a showmance. I don't want it.
He also just doesn't like her. Okay. I don't think he likes her.
I think he's a little bit of a,
I'm a bad boy.
Okay. Hated hearing that. But yeah, okay, whatever. He's going to reject her, approximately 17 times over the course of this day.
So Alyssa gets a little tipsy, off of, however much alcohol there was. And the women are going to kind of convene. They're going to get together and they're going to tipsily discuss some of their preferences about some of the men in the house and what they would like to do to said men.
Yeah, this is a really good example of literally when you're like, I wouldn't sleep with him if he was the last man on earth. Like, these truly are like the last men on earth for these women, and they are still, they're going to sleep with them or they're going to talk about it. These men do not deserve this kind of gossip, but here we are. There are no other options.
Yeah.
And again, I mentioned some of the misguided female bonding. Sometimes that happens through gossip. I think that some of these crushes, potentially, not to give these women too much credit, but I think some of them are a little bit exaggerated because they're trying to do like slumber party girl talk.
It's certainly possible. I've definitely seen some some maybe a little bit in denial takes on some of the comments that were made, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You never want to be the girl at the sleepover who like doesn't have a crush on anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's like if everybody's gossiping about like which guy they like usually if you're a girl at a sleepover, then like, you know, in like fourth grade or whatever, you make it up that you have a crush on somebody to like fit in.
Oh, is that like, oh yeah, there's actually this boy. He's at another school though.
No, you don't make up a guy. You just say like, oh, I like, yeah, I like this guy. Like somebody that nobody's said yet that is like potentially realistic, you know, because it's like a bonding thing. And I'm not saying that these girls like wouldn't actually hook up with these guys or whatever, but I think there is an element of female bonding there. I also want to say we've seen, just because Taylor is our hero this season doesn't mean that she's right all the time or that she's perfect or she's got great opinions. I mean, she's a, before even like all of this flirting, she like has a conversation with Pooch where she's like, I don't think you're going to face any backlash on social media. And if you do, everybody in this house will defend you. It's like, okay, look, she doesn't always have perfect reads.
Yeah, well, she still has no idea, like, the majority of the things that have been said about her by these people. So yeah, I think, we'll get to it. But basically, Alyssa very, very openly and dramatically admits to her crush on Kyle to the group. And they're all kind of like teasing her and egging her on. And Taylor's like, oh, you want to like make out with his abs, his like white abs. She's like, yeah. They're like, yeah, you should go. You should make out with him. You should do it. And Taylor's like, yeah. And then we'll vote him out.
Yeah. And Alyssa is like, or I could blow up our whole game to him. What if I maybe do that instead? Making out with abs is like first base. Then like blowing up your whole game is like second base.
How do you make out with abs? Are the abs able to like contribute in any way?
Taryn, I think
you know what? Hold on. Marvin's abs from the preseason. They definitely could.
You know, I don't even, I was not acquainted with Marvin's abs.
Oh, his abs could clap.
Oh, no,
what's his talent?
I was going to say, if we want to get more into how one makes out with abs, we're going to have to start charging money and moving over to OnlyFans.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that's for this space.
Well, Alyssa goes down a bit later and talks to Kyle. And she's again kind of try to be like, hey, Kyle, what's up?
Your Alyssa impressions are spot on. It's like she's in the room with me,
right? And Kyle is kind of like, hey, friend, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, pal.
She's like, yeah, well, you know, people are talking about us again, eh? Like, man, people, so funny that people think we're like in a showmance, right? And Kyle's like, oh yeah, I was just talking to Monty about that. And I was just like, yeah, she's just like my best friend, you know, like it's nothing, right? And he gives her like one of those like friend hugs, you know, half of a hug and then kind of like a one arm kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh yeah, yeah, I totally get it. Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. yeah, it was really fun for everyone to watch. And I really did not feel uncomfortable the whole time.
Basically, honestly, I don't think it was as awkward as I'm making it out to be, but like
it was pretty awkward,
but, it was the message I got from Kyle was very much like, from my perspective, at least like just, I can't be in a showman's, for my game, this is not right. Maybe later,
but also like, crucially, and what I alluded to earlier was like Alyssa, like while she's flirting with him, is saying like the girls want to throw HOH to Taylor, and so we can take out another guy. Like she says this to try to get close to him. Like,
yeah, which I mean, he already knew that to a degree, but the fact that they're willing to throw the HOH to Taylor is definitely concerning information that may come into play a little bit later. So that's going on there. There was also like a little bit of talk. Alyssa was thinking that maybe Taylor was interested in Kyle, and they kind of cleared that up. But there was a funny moment, where Taylor told Kyle, that he had golden retriever energy. He was like, hold on, like bad boy energy.
I'm a bad boy.
She's like, oh no, sweetie.
I was literally just talking about golden retriever energy with guys, because this is a thing. Usually, like, I guess, like, in this case, it's the girl describing it to a guy, and Kyle doesn't want it right now, but there is a type of guy who describes himself as a golden retriever, and that kind of guy is always annoying. They're like, I'm just, like, happy, and I love everybody, and I just, like to run, and, like, I'm so loyal. And it's like,
like to run.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what golden retrievers like, right? And men. So. I think you give a man like a frisbee and like he's good for a couple hours.
That's right? Fair.
But there is a man that there is a type of man that's like, it's like almost himbo, but like himbos are great and golden retriever men are not.
Yes.
There's a self-awareness to himbos, or not a self-awareness, but like, I don't care that I'm dumb, you know, golden retriever guys are like always fuckboys, but they like say that they're like so nice.
Okay. I forget what a himbo is. I was told, Kirsten's definitely told me before.
It's a male bimbo. It's just like a guy who's really hot, but really dumb. But they're usually like, there's a connotation of them being like genuinely super nice, just really stupid.
What's the difference between a himbo and an F-boy?
Oh, himbos don't have, like, F-boys are like guys who will like manipulate you, or like womanizers, or like himbos are just guys that like hit the gym and are stupid, but they're really nice.
Okay. And then, and golden retriever energy is like a Kyle. No, I guess because you said he was described, but he's not self-described. He wants to be a bad
exactly.
boy.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a guy who describes himself like on Tinder as a golden retriever, and that is not, we don't like them.
So what's Kyle? Is he bad boy? Is he golden retriever?
Annoying. I don't know. He's definitely not a bad boy.
TikTok energy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that man.
All right. That's today's lesson.
Okay.
On
never mind.
The types of men.
Yes.
All right.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Taylor, as you might have imagined, also got a little tipsy. And this is the big kind of news here in the morning that everybody is kind of talking about, maybe a little bit freaking out about, because Taylor is also going to divulge a crush. Her crush is Daniel.
How?
And here's the thing. You might be like, oh, okay. She's got like a crush on Daniel. Okay. You know, whatever. But it got descriptive is how, what I would say. And if you could imagine what I mean when I say it got descriptive, if you imagine like, what is the worst possible way she could have described why she likes Daniel, what she wants to do to Daniel, and so on and so forth, you would probably be correct in your imagination.
Yeah. It's like if you did a Mad Lib with the kind of person who only puts dirty words in all of the blanks.
Yeah. Lots of talk of heavy petting.
Which is a term that I have not heard since like a musical from the 1950s.
Right. I thought maybe I was weird. I thought I was like, oh, this is really, this is, well, maybe I'm just not like up on the terms, but
no, I mean, we've both been in relationships for a long time, but I wouldn't say that the lingo has changed enough that the kids are using this term.
No, it's the kids aren't saying that they want to heavy pet each other.
No, I don't. You know,
it just seems really weird.
Yeah. It's like what I feel like that's like what your parents would say, like, oh, like she's a fast girl, like she's into heavy petting, you know,
a fast girl.
You never heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Is that she likes to run?
Yeah. She's like a golden retriever. No, a fast girl is a girl that, you know, goes through the bases quickly with a guy. But okay. It's one of those old timey terms like heavy petting. Babe, you want to get into some heavy petting? Netflix and HP? Okay. Sorry to be out of context is like their head is exploding.
Yeah, well, so heavy petting is probably the least offensive descriptor that was said over the course of the night. You know, we're not going to look if you want the gory details about all of the things that were said. There are clips.
Yeah. And Taylor comments on if a guy ever said this, it would just like all attraction that I could ever have would be gone. Taylor recounts that Daniel says that he brought his own condoms The magnums would not fit him. Ladies, if a man ever says this, he is either lying or very, very, very stupid. I have put a condom over my foot and it's gone up to my knee. Okay? So if that's the case, that man should see a doctor. Otherwise, he is lying or delusional.
Yeah, this is one of the things I wasn't going to talk about.
Oh,
I don't think anybody needed this in their life.
Oh, no. People need to hear this. If there is anyone listening to this podcast that needs to hear this, I needed to say it. That if a man ever says this, you need to run.
All right. Well, Taylor heard it and she did run just
towards him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Toward Meta. That's happening. She wants Monty, Kyle, Pooch, and Turner out next. Those are the four guys she wants out before jury. She wants to keep Daniel, Michael, Terrence around. And Joseph. She likes Joseph. That's what she's saying. And this does feel bonding-esque, right? It feels like the women are having fun. We'll see how much of an impact it actually has today when they talk about it.
The thing is, like, they're all going to go the next day. They're all going to talk about Taylor in a not nice way. They're going to call her a fast girl. Meanwhile, Alyssa was flirting all over the place too. Like, Indy's got a crush on everybody. Like, but it's all going to come back on Taylor. even Jasmine, I feel like, talks about Joseph in a way that is, you know, flirty. So like, but I just know it's all going to be like, oh, Taylor said like all this gross stuff, like blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, they're all flirting.
Yeah. She goes down. She ends up flirting a bit with Pooch, who comes up and he's like, Taylor just tried to make out with me.
Yeah.
She really knows how to pick them.
Oh, well, she's got so many great options in this house.
Fair. That's actually a very fair point. Like she started with Monty, right? She talked about having a huge crush on Monty. Look where that turned out. Now she's looking at Pooch. She's looking at Daniel, and it's like, look, if she wanted anybody in the house, it's like, it's hard to look anywhere and not see somebody that's been trash talking her for days and weeks.
Exactly. Where's she supposed to go?
Yeah. She does have a conversation with Daniel where she's kind of like, oh man, that costume you were wearing for the competition looked pretty good. Like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. There's one more piece of gossip that we haven't touched on, Taryn, that I can't believe you haven't gotten into. Brittany worked on a film with Jen City and Meg, and Turner worked at an escape room with McCray.
Yes.
Okay. Deeply personal gossip from the alcohol.
It's big stuff.
Yeah. So just Taylor's not the only drama queen this evening.
I think that's about what we've got for you. I think you all have had about as much as you wanted and then more.
I'm back.
Yeah, I think you turned this update off about 10 minutes ago. I don't think anybody's watching anymore.
Hey, I give the people not necessarily what they want, but what they need to hear about condom safety.
anything else, Lita? Any other condom tips?
You want to get the reservoir tip. Oh, not literally. Never have you be back. I think let's not we can kind of judge Taylor for her taste, but I think other than that, I don't think we need to no justifications are necessary. You can't control who you're horny for. And you know, they're in a pretty extreme situation. So I think let's just cut Taylor a little slack here.
Yeah, look. Just like the spatula thing, you know, no judgment. You like what you like.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a spatula. Sometimes it's an Elvis.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure she'll get out of the house and have a fleeting relationship with some C-list celebrity, and it'll be great.
Yeah. I think worst case scenario is that they love to, I don't know. Okay. These people don't know the show.
Yeah.
But no matter what level of fan you are, you could be the recruitiest of the recruits and you still will talk on the feeds about how you've heard that the jury house is where it's at. Uh-huh. That's where everyone hooks up, which tells me that production is telling the house guests, man, if you make jury, that's where things get interesting. I think explains a lot.
Yeah, you get even more wine there.
Yeah. No more cameras.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Great. Or maybe more if that's what you're into. I don't know. That's what we have for you today. Thank you all so much for joining us. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on all of the nonsense that happens today on the Big Brother 24 live feeds. And tomorrow night, we'll have our next roundtable podcast of the season. We'll talk through the events of the week. We'll rate the players once again, and we'll have some fun with it. And of course, Wednesday, plenty of episode stuff to talk through. I'll be on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episodes live with all of you, or just hanging out, you know, doing the things, you know, gossiping as per usual about crushes. Yeah, check it all out. Lita, what do you got going on?
Great. Well, thanks everybody for tuning into my last update because Taryn will never have me back. You can follow me on Twitter at Lita Tweeted, Instagram at Lita Grammed. I actually like don't really have anything to plug right now. I'm in Austin Trupp's apartment, so watch Survivor Maryland. That's why I don't have my cat ear headphones. I'm traveling right now. Starbucks workers are striking across the country. Go out and support on the picket lines and keep up with local union activity in your city.
All right. Well, Lita, thank you very much for joining me. Thank you all for still being here and listening to this podcast, despite what you heard. And I'll see you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.